monumental moments, mm-hmm. from Ace winning Worlds to the first time winning with All Girl. You know, you can't really take away the first.
Sure.
To expecting our first child. So those are proud moments that will lead to so many more and have led to so many other blessings. And I couldn't be more thankful. So it's just
That's awesome.
A blessing to be able to know that you've had so many moments.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Hit Zero Show, and could not be happier to have the guest that we have with us this week. I'm going to let him explain in detail, because he has done more than most dream of doing in our sport. You can see right over his head, you could probably see a familiar A that most people are familiar with, and he'll explain to you a bit more about his history with that program and others. One of the unique ways that Brandon and I are connected is through All-Star Cheer, and we can dive a little bit more into how he and I are connected through where I got my start and where he currently is working. But without further ado, Brandon Prince, thanks so much for joining me, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Travis. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, of course. So you and I go back many, many years.
I think
a decade or more. Yeah.
Yeah, let's not age us too much. But
so, you know, for those that aren't familiar or that maybe have seen you around, because I know you're a very easy face to spot at competitions. You've always got a giant smile on your face. You're always walking around with, you know, with intention. You can tell you just, you know, you're fired up everywhere you know that you see you. For those that may have seen you, that may not be familiar with your background, take us back to when you got started and lead us up into where you are today and what you're doing in the cheer world.
To start, let's see. In the All-Star world with Ace Cheer Company, you may have seen me since about 2008 or 9. Mm-hmm. And then in the college world, I coached the University of Alabama, the all-girl cheer team. I'll be starting my 10th season with Alabama. And I started the first year of the all-girl program. And then I cheered in college at the University of Alabama, where I met you.
Yep.
When you were cheering in Florida. So
yes, sir.
I did UCA staff also. I've worked with a few high school teams, from doing choreography with Bob Jones, mm-hmm. High School in North Alabama, and also Sparkman and James Clemens and a few others. So that's kind of my history of where people may have seen me. And then also, I started cheering in high school in Hillcrest in Tuscaloosa. So I'm from Tuscaloosa, where the University of Alabama is. So I've been there for a while, and I've seen a lot of people at college camps. And then also I did UCA staff for about seven years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, where you may have seen my face or somewhere else.
And that's an amazing resume. And it's cool. You know, I forgot about Bob Jones. And I used to remember seeing Bob Jones, and just that way, as soon as you said that name, like, God, I remember how good that team was. They were always so incredible. So being in Alabama, being from Alabama, cheering in Alabama, tell me about what life was like as an Alabama athlete, now as Alabama coach, because personally, Alabama, even though I went to Florida, Alabama has a big, big place, like, in my heart and in my cheer history, because my first camp ever as a high school senior was Alabama camp. My first camp in college with Florida was at Alabama. The first camp I ever did as a UCA instructor was an Alabama camp. And the worst injury I think I've ever seen, we won't go into details of that, was a basket toss injury. You may have heard about that one, was also at Alabama. So I love Tuscaloosa. I don't know it from an athlete or coach standpoint, so tell me more about it from that side.
Oh, my God. One of the most amazing places to be as a university. The facilities, also growing up there, you see and you hear about Alabama all the time, and it's hard to not be a fan if you grew up in Tuscaloosa. Mm-hmm. I was born there, so it's in your blood. It's what you talk about. It's what you see. That's what everybody wears 365 days of the year, every sport you support. So it's just a great feeling. And to be able to cheer there and to also go to games growing up. And then you see other people that have some type of impact by the University of Alabama, whether they work there or whether they've had some type of experience. We're just known for traditions and trying to, you know, be the most collegiate and well-represented face in athletics of our sports.
It's funny. I think you had a really good point there of, you know, the representation. You know, it's one thing that I can definitely agree with you on is there, it's very uniform when you look across Alabama sports, you look across, you know, Alabama fans, especially with the cheer program. You do see this sense of uniformity of, you know, collegiate excellence, you know, and everything is very, like, you know, you can almost spot an Alabama athlete, you know, whether it's the way they carry themselves and, you know, and you can spot an Alabama coach. But I think that's really, that's a good point is that, you know, I love Florida, but we have got hodgepodge of fans and, you know, different sports and their athletes. And you can always, you know, it's hard to differentiate things, but since you said that it's a very culturally thick presence at Alabama that I think is pretty cool. And to be part of the Spirit program that, you know, kind of paves the way for expressing that to
And we don't have a professional sport in Alabama.
That's right.
So, you know, everybody, that's the one sport and the one thing is the University of Alabama. There's some other colleges in the state, but, you know, Alabama is one that we really, everybody kind of gets behind and that you see all the time. And whether we're good or bad in any sport, we're always going to support it. So,
yeah,
no, we're not really fair weather fans.
Yeah, I think we can agree that there's an orange and blue presence that
I think we can. That's not your orange and blue.
That's not my orange and blue. And it's, you know, it's funny when I was at Florida, you know, people think that, you know, I talk to people about like going to Florida and they think, oh, who are your biggest rivals? And they get surprised. Who are the teams that you disliked, you know, the most? And people get surprised when I say that I disliked Auburn more than Alabama. Like, how's that? And so when we were good at football, the only team that ever beat us those 2 years we won the championship was Auburn. And so they ruined those perfect seasons. So like, I'd rather dislike Auburn than dislike Alabama because you guys are now y'all are king of the castle, man. Y'all seem to.
Hey, we're working on it. So, one year at a time.
Yeah. So tell me, so you're coaching the Auburn team. This is not just like you stepped in and coached. This is a program you built. So you have like seen this thing from beginning to now. So how is the program evolved from kind of where it was? Is it matching the vision that you had? Is it exceeding the vision that you had? And you know, take us into like a day of the life of an all-girl Alabama cheerleader.
Oh gosh. First of all, the evolution I'm part of it and glad to be part of it. We have a great team. And when I cheered, my last year, I got our spirit coordinator at that time. We talked and it's like, we need to have an all girl stunt clinic in the summertime because there's so many talented all girl teams in the state of Alabama across the country. And they've been cheering longer. They have the most cheering experience. Mm-hmm. So, we started a clinic and that was 4 years prior to the all-girl team starting. There were only 12 attendees at the clinic. I said, we still have to have it. And then throughout time and within those 4 years, you know, I moved to Birmingham. I did pharmaceutical sales and kind of moved to Atlanta within the four years. And what happened was each coordinator or coach that was there at that time saw the need and kept talking to administration. And as it built, they just saw the need. You know, we had two co-ed teams and you only had part of that team ever really moving forward and up to the next team. Mm-hmm. And it just became something that was needed. And when I came back, they had a team and they didn't have a coach. And so it just worked out that time that I was out and it coming back, it evolved. And I was there to be able to start with a whole new coordinator, a whole new coaching team, and actually – co-ed coach that came back, Brian Groeschel, he coached me and he was gone for 4 years. So we were able to start back and Jennifer Thrasher She cheered at Sparkman. She's the spirit coordinator now. And then she also cheered at Alabama. And, okay. you know, she was back in Tuscaloosa. So we kind of started with a new team the year that All Girls started. And it's just been amazing how it has taken off. And we started off of, you know, we did not compete for the first 2 years. That was not our focus. And what's really awesome is still to this day, finishing our ninth season. Mm-hmm. When we ask the kids and we do our end of the year survey, what's the number one? And they all say game day. And that's what's really amazing. You know, competition and nationals is second. Mm-hmm. And they realize that they get to do nationals. These are opportunities. And so it's really blessed to still know that the vision has stayed the same. And also a little bit with equality of trying to make sure that there's not a co-ed here and all girl here or vice versa.
Sure.
The teams they're both varsity sports. So, you know, the longer you're in the program, the more you get to do and the more opportunities and chances. So the vision has stayed the same, and it's been great to see it. We have to stay relentless of keeping up with our rules and regulations and trying to stay as fair as possible. So that's the best thing we can do. I know you had a second part.
Let's say with a team that competes, you know, that's a huge part of the program and all the, you know, obviously the responsibilities that go into that. For those, you know, some of our high school athletes that may be listening or maybe even some of our collegiate athletes that may be looking to try out for Alabama. What is being in, you know, with what you can share, obviously I'm sure there's things that are, you know, trade secret and private, but you know, what can you share with athletes about what it's like to, you know, to be on the team coached by you? What are things that you guys really press as far as, you know, practices and goals, team building, and just like, if I were to jump in and say, hey, I make this team, like what kind of things can I expect as an Alabama cheerleader?
Oh gosh. Things that you can expect. Let's see. First of all, starting out, if you're interested, we always suggest that you come to clinics. That may look a little different. We usually have four a year, two in the fall and two in the spring. But moving forward, that could change a little bit. But definitely come to clinics. Do you fit in? Do you feel like do we give you that fun, special vibe? Do you feel wanted? Mm-hmm. When you talk to the current athletes, is that a vibe that you really like and appreciate? Do you like the campus? So coming to clinics, you get that vibe. We get to see you more, see who you are and what you can offer to our program. And from there, we kind of grow, you know, relationships if we can. And kind of build off of that. But what you get once you are there, once you do make the team, or if you're going through the tryout process, it's just we're looking to see automatically, like, do you fit the role of, can I see you on the football field? Can I see you at a basketball game? And do you have what it takes to just be able to speak to the alumni? Can you carry yourself, you know, your responsibility level? And then when it comes to a day in the life, I mean, they work out twice a week at 5:30 a.m. That's when you start. So you got to be there a little bit earlier than that. Mm-hmm. They practice 4 days a week. They have school. They have a GPA to uphold. You know, the higher your GPA, maybe you get extra scholarship money at the beginning of the next semester. So okay. We have a lot of expectations, appearances that you you go out and do, and you do them on your own. There's not someone there holding your hand, and you know, they have a lot of responsibility other than just cheering on the actual game days or events. And so we're looking for the well-rounded person overall. Of course, the talent comes in first, but 90% of what you're going to see or what people, fans are going to see and our administration is game day cheering. Like, mm-hmm. can you show us that you have excitement? Like, you know, when you do have a tryout and video and somebody does their tumbling and they just stand there, mm-hmm. like there's no excitement. They're not showing us game day. Like, we want to see that all the time. Like,
yeah. So I think that's awesome. You guys, you really embrace that ambassador role, that, historically cheer, you know, in the historical side of cheer, the UCA style, kind of our style was very much, you know, it was spirit. It was right. Supporting of, you know, our school or our team and things like that. And then as All-Star evolved, and we started to see this paradigm shift where we had maybe a little bit more separation, I feel like you guys have done a really amazing job of kind of bringing those back together where you can show that you have high level competitive ability while also maintaining those historical tenets that make, you know, the style of cheer that we did so, so unique and so special, and having those ambassador style versus just, can I put a uniform on and flip, you know? And I think that you guys have done an amazing job of creating that atmosphere that you don't see as often as, you know, maybe we'd like to.
Right. I mean, and I'm involved in both the All-Star World and also with a competitive cheer, whether it's high school or college, and seeing the game day spirit side of it. But, you know, something with kids now and athletes, you have to kind of, things have changed since we were, I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but Facebook just started my last year of college. And so now it's, you know, how many Instagram photos are you saving up so you can post? So we're not, they, you may see the representation of a picture on Instagram of what we do, but what they actually have to do to be able to take that picture is priceless.
Yeah.
And once you get in there, you really see how much hard work it is. And
it's
competitive. It's, your tryout is all year if you're currently on the team. So
I like that. I love amazing. That. And I actually got to watch a young lady that was getting ready to try with you guys.
Awesome.
So speaking of the All-Star side, you mentioned All-Star, you know, aside from college and UCA, so Brandon and I have kind of a connection that started after we had already known each other. The All-Star Gym that I started in, it was a place I had my first job in cheerleading. It's where I learned how to spot tumbling and where, you know, kind of I kickstarted was, it used to be Premier Athletics in Panama City, and then was transitioned into Ace Panama City. And so obviously you have a big role with Ace. You've been with them for a while now. So tell us about how that piece kind of plugged in and where that fits and what your current roles are with Ace.
My current role, I'm one of the owners of Ace Cheer Company. So that's the total, me, my husband Happy, and also Brandon Roberts. And then aside from that, we have different locations. So I'm, you know, I'm dealing with contracts with that side of it and the financial part. And then with Ace of Birmingham, that Happy owns, I do all of the financial work, CFO, HR. That's kind of my role here. But when I started with Ace, I started coaching as I was doing pharmaceutical sales, kind of got back into it. And I had the opportunity to go to Atlanta in Peachtree City, started gym there, managed, ran, coached, did all of it there at one time. And then eventually moving back to Birmingham. So my role here kind of changed to not coaching as much.
Sure.
I'm involved, but not on a day-to-day basis and every single day. With the operations of All-Star classes, school teams, choreography camps. So just managing the financial side, but the connection with Ace and our multiple locations, we have 13. So we just do, you know, different agreements with locations, and that's how we kind of are set up. And
that's amazing, man.
So
that's
we amazing. Do a lot together and try to have one big family, one big tribe.
Yeah, you guys definitely do create a presence when you're, you know, when you're at a competition. Not only with like your talent level and the, but also the size of the program. And, it's real hard to miss some of y'all's uniforms because they definitely, they're beautiful and they scream for attention.
Thank you.
So,
thank you. So and I am also the uniform rep for all of Ace.
Okay.
There you go. So
are you currently, are you working with Varsity at all? Or is the projects that we talked about, is it?
So I'm the varsity rep just for Ace.
Okay,
so
gotcha. Yes,
I don't have another gym other than our Ace location.
Okay. Who's the state director for varsity now for Alabama?
Well, it's all done by regions. So for All-Star, it's totally differently set up than the way they do it. So there's about four managers. There may be five now. And they have multiple states.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know there was a lot, and obviously with the times that are happening, I know there's probably, you know, there's a lot of changes happening in varsity too. But it's been, I mean, my last camp that I ever was an instructor at was in 2000 and 9. So whatever's happened in varsity since 2009, I'm a little unaware of. So
yeah,
I'm glad you brought up Happy. You know, obviously cheer is a big part of your life, and but, you know, outside of cheer is also important. So tell us a little bit about, you know, kind of you outside of cheer, about, you know, I hear, I hope I don't want to spill the beans. I'll edit this out if I'm not supposed to say it, but hear there's some good news coming y'all's way.
That's correct. We are expecting a little baby Prince Hooper on August the 5th. So we're super excited. You know, we have a carrier and she's awesome and her family is also awesome. So we're not going to find out the sex of the baby and we're just going to see what happens.
That's awesome, man. So happy for you guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, if I couldn't think of two better dads to have than you guys, y'all are so amazing. So how did you guys meet and like how, I guess,
Of course we met through cheer. I graduated from Alabama, moved to Birmingham doing pharmaceutical sales. A guy that I cheered with, Dan, which he now has an ACE location in Huntsville.
Okay.
Dan Harrod. He was doing a open team here at ACE and he was like, you should do it. I'm like, no, you know, I'm trying to be professional. Like I'm trying to get my professional life on. And I ended up joining the team. I met Happy through being on one of the teams here. Mm-hmm. I think he coached both teams that year, or maybe he coached another team, but not the one that I was on. So that's how we met. And I started working at the gym, I think that January, because a coach was pregnant. And so she went out on maternity leave and just kind of started filling in there. And the roles for me with ACE kind of kept rolling on and kind of switched jobs, and that's how we met.
Very cool.
We've been together since I think it's 12 years. I'm not always great I don't know. 2008. Yeah,
you better figure it out real fast.
Since 2008, but we've been married for 2 years. We just had our anniversary on May 8th, so last Friday.
Congratulations.
So yeah, it's been going good. So we love to play tennis. I play tennis a lot. I love it. I played baseball in high school. Never got to
play tennis.
I feel like
I knew about the baseball.
Yeah.
Maybe seen a picture or something.
It's kind of hard to have a one-on-one baseball game. So sure. So we both love sports. His family, his parents, and my parents were both teachers in education. And so we really love sports. We love softball. So maybe our girl or boy can grow up, play baseball, softball. You know, but they'll probably end up in cheer.
Probably.
I know, you know, it's good.
Yeah, that's also, and obviously, you know, as time passes, you know, I feel like, you know, every couple of years you have a new proudest moment, you know, getting married and now you got, you know, a little one on the way. When you look back at your cheer career, you know, and this may be hard because there's a lot of times that stand out, but what is the proudest moment in your cheer career? The one that, you know, as I've said with people I've interviewed in the past, like when you're on your deathbed and you look back, what was that one moment that makes you go like, yep, that was worth it?
Oh gosh. I don't know, because like, it's not that there's really so many. I like to look back and reflect. And I think in cheer, probably both would have to be when I first started at ACE, and also the first football game coaching the all-girl team. That it's just, they both have led to so many monumental moments, from ACE winning Worlds to the first time winning with all girl. You know, you can't really take away the first.
Sure.
To expecting our first child. So those are proud moments that will lead to so many more, and have led to so many other blessings. And I couldn't be more thankful. So it's just
awesome.
A blessing to be able to know that you've had so many moments. So.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I had a couple questions. Well, obviously we know we got a lot going on in the cheer world. Are there anything like kind of future projects wise that is on the horizon for Alabama or ACE outside of some of the stuff that we already talked about? Or is that kind of like set and that's, you know, the wheels are in motion there and it's just kind of keeping the train on tracks?
Yeah, with Alabama, just keeping to evolve, because a lot of SEC teams now have all-girl teams, and to we like to stay on top when it comes to, you know, what we cheer for, who we cheer for, how we support our university. Mm-hmm. Just trying to keep to always change and to always make ourselves better. And with ACE, we're in a new building. Owning a new building is totally different than when you're renting. And it's been a huge, huge, huge change in our life. And it's been a blessing. So we've been here in a new building since 2017. So
okay,
we're just trying to keep building on that. No new things, I think, other than the arrival of this child. I think we need to kind of build on that. Oh, look.
That's Murphy. he decided I've been on the computer long enough.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Congratulations on the new building.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So speaking of new buildings and programs, things that I think, you know, a lot of times the kids get, you know, they hear things from their coaches, they hear things, you know, from their parents, and you know, just as well as I do, when we have, you know, when our kids are working on something, they're working, we may say it 100 times and then all of a sudden somebody steps in and says the exact same thing. And then all of a sudden it clicks and you're like, they just need to hear it a different way, you know? So
yeah.
One thing I've loved asking people in, you know, especially in your situation with the history, you know, the success that you've had and the hard work that obviously, you know, a lot of people fail to recognize the hard work that goes in. They see the end product, but they, you know, they can't see the years of grind that leads up to that. So,
right.
What advice could you give to our athletes? One, to our coaches and program owners, directors, kind of administrative side of it. And then to our parents, because we have a lot of parents that listen, and, you know, okay. And I think that they also look for ways to, you know, a lot of our parents weren't cheerleaders when they were, you know, when right. they were younger. So they're still, you know, they're kind of learning as their kids are. So maybe even some advice for them.
Parents first, just the support that they can give their child and, you know, ask questions like, how was it? You know, how was your day? Just to be their biggest cheerleader. And at the end of the day, if you can do things to continue to support them, whether it's allowing them to take classes and maybe it's driving an hour further, if it's something that's going to, you know, advance them, if they're ready for it and to do a little bit more. But just being their biggest cheerleader. And then between the parent and the athlete, communication. You know, if you're an athlete, if it's not something that it's really their goal, make sure you really understand who they are and what they want and make sure that they're striving and you're guiding them, but you're trying to make sure that they are actually striving for this goal that they want. Because that helps with knowing that you're putting your time and money and effort to something that they actually really want. And make sure it's not your dream and it's theirs. For the athlete, you have to stay in the grind. I know you can take breaks, like meaning 1 week off and figure out your times, but there's so much talent in this world right now with cheerleading. You have to stay in it and take care of your bodies and know what you're putting into it. Know that you're training and conditioning your body to be as healthy as possible. And I know a lot of that, it's going to come from programs that they are may not be aware of. So mm-hmm. reaching out to your coaches and I guess transitioning to the program directors or coaches. At ACE, we have a program director that he makes sure he reaches out to the juniors and seniors, and you're following up with them, not just on the skill side, you're also talking to them and having a game plan of what they need to do, attending clinics, you know, how are their skills? What's realistic? Where are colleges that they really can go to and have a chance? But not shooting down their dreams, but slowly showing them this is the path of where you're wanting to go, what you're telling me. Here's your work ethic. It either matches or it doesn't. You know, if you're working hard 3 to 4 times a week and you want to go to a, you know, 4-year college like Alabama or Florida or somewhere big, you got to put in the work. So. And, you know, and everybody's not meant to cheer at the same college, the same schools. Yeah. So you got to find out the path. So that's the way I feel like has helped us the most. Of course, everybody will need a little guidance throughout to make mm-hmm. their dream or their realities to kind of figure out their their steps and their goals.
For sure. I think that's a really good point too, is, you know, a lot of times we'll get, you know, this tunnel vision of like, this is all I want to do. You know, this is, mm-hmm. you know, with athletes, like, this is all I want to do. This is the only place I want to go. And a lot of it isn't maybe necessarily that they, you know, kind of turn their nose at other programs, but maybe they don't know. And I think that, you right. know, you see some newer groups. I know New Heights Recruiting is a newer group that's put together kind of a directory of schools that have cheer and things like that. So I think that like you're talking about that having someone there that can help guide athletes to where potential opportunities may lie. Because, you know, for me, I started cheering in high school. I didn't know anything about college cheerleading. I didn't know right. anything about, I knew very, you know, I knew All-Star in the few years that I had done it. But I had no idea about what opportunities were out there. And so I think that you having that as part of your, you know, your recommendation for coaches and directors, I think that's huge. Cause I think that's a piece that I know I never had anybody right. sit down and say, hey man, like this school, like this, I never had that. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of us like kind of like trial and error along the way. And you know, not to take away from any experiences that I did have, cause I truly did enjoy the path, but, being able to know about some of those other things, I think would have been helpful.
Yeah, for sure. And you have to have somebody either in your gym or somewhere that's willing to actually help guide the athletes. Sometimes it may not be your actual team coach. Mm-hmm. It may be someone else within the gym that can help guide and direct you. So, you know, just if you don't get a great answer or great responses, different people are different. Your team coach may be focused on your skills, but maybe there's somebody else within your gym that can really help out to guide you and to get you to spend the time to figure out. Because I don't like it. This may be a lot and aggressive, but I don't love it when all-star programs are really keeping kids that need to go to college from going to college. I don't care if they come to Alabama, but it's time to move on. That's all-star. Like, sure. You know, if they're choosing to go to somewhere in that area and they're going to school and in college and then there's an open team, great. If not, oh well. So mm-hmm. you got to keep evolving the sport.
100%. And there's this evolution, man. It's like, that's the thing I find really unique about our sport is, you know, a lot of sports are just kind of set, you know, that it is what it is. And I feel like ours yeah. is always changing.
Yes.
Weekly.
Yes. Yes.
So
that very true.
What outside of cheerleading, what can athletes do? You know, it's outside of just like in the gym. What things do you recommend for athletes to do to develop themselves to be a more well-rounded athlete? And that can be physically, mentally, you know, the whole spectrum.
Okay. I mean, if you are involved in school cheer, then you or any other clubs or organizations that you do community service, those are always great things. It's not something that we require, but you're going to be doing it at a university like Alabama. Those are things that you definitely need to do and actually be able to enjoy it, because you're going to be asked to do these things. And we don't need to get comments back from a nursing home that, you know, somebody was not attentive and was not interested, or, you know, going to see little kids to read books and things like that. So usually that the type of athletes that we get, that's usually not an issue. So other things you can do outside of the gym, train your body, working out, find your weaknesses, and you need to strengthen those, but make sure you're maintaining your other strengths.
Very good, man. If we have an athlete, or let's say there's an athlete on the Coach Brandon side that may be looking to get some kind of athlete to coach advice, or if we have maybe a new coach or a new program director that maybe just getting started, or maybe has questions about, you know, seeing their gym compared to, you know, a 13 gym, you know, kind of big program and has questions. Uh-huh. Is there a way that people can reach you to ask questions and things like that and kind of learn from you?
Oh yeah. They can always email me at BrandonPrince@acetribe.com, or go to acetribe.com and click on Birmingham. And once you go to the coaches and staff, you'll find my email address.
Okay. And if there's anybody that would like, we'll put the links directly for Brandon's contact and also the links for Ace Cheer and also Alabama. So you can really see, you know, the depths of how far reaching his expertise has grown in both sides of the sport, which a lot of times is a rarity these days. It's usually one or the other. So to see somebody that's able to equally, you know, provide excellence in both sides is it's pretty amazing, man. I'm really impressed.
Well, I'd say I'm good at a lot of things. I don't know what I'm great at, though.
Well, I don't want to take up too much of your Sunday, man. I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down with me and get to catch up. And I can't wait to get to see everybody's faces, including you, once things get back on track.
Yes.
And start being around each other. But I truly do appreciate the opportunity to get a chat with you and learn a little bit more personally, learn more about you, but also get to introduce you to some people.
No, hey, it's been awesome. This has been fun. I definitely enjoyed catching up and hoping that this can hopefully help a few people along the way. I like your Hit Zero shirt.
Well, thank you. We just finished the relaunch of Hit Zero Nutrition yesterday. So we had
nice.
The store was up. The last few months we've been going through kind of behind the scenes redo to really provide a much better experience for the athletes as far as, you know, on the interface side and expand the product. So we relaunched yesterday, Hit Zero Nutrition. And that is something that I'll have to share with you, I guess, at a later time.
Sounds good. Yeah. And I'll give you the Instagram for Alabama Please. Cheer. So people can, as soon as we usually set up registration for our clinics about 4 to 6 weeks out. So everybody can know and stay on the loop whenever it's time to register
yes.
for the clinics.
And to keep in mind, guys, if you do, you know, keep in contact with these guys because they are doing, as Brandon said, multiple clinics throughout the year. And this is, you know, I've always recommended if you don't look at it as which one am I going to go to. It's how often can I get there? How often right. can I get my face in front of these coaches? Because you have to keep in mind with these types of programs, they're extremely competitive. You're going to have athletes that are there that you're going to look across the line and everybody is throwing the same skills and they're almost identical and they're all high level. And it's how you stand out to the coaches is your dedication to learning from them, learning their style, getting your face out there, doing these extra things that, that Brandon's mentioned, like your community service and really standing out in a way that is not just on the mat. These people want ambassadors. They know the skills are going to be there. They want right. people that are going to stand out in a different way. So do not hesitate to get your face in their doors because it will pay off.
Yeah. And communicating with us through email. And if our dates conflict and you're like, but I can go to so-and-so colleges, to their dates work. At least we know you're training. So that helps.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, man. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And I can't wait to see that baby. I can't wait to see.
Yeah. We'll get some pictures up this weekend.
Awesome. Well, give my best to everybody and we'll talk soon.
Will do. Thank you.
See ya.
All right.